Germany had a chance as well. Ozil, his opportunity saved. It was quite a good save, actually, wasn't it?
Milik, two chances. The header one was so easy. So he scores that goal. It's 1-0. Because I don't think Germany got an easier chance like that.
But in the first game, he had a number of misses, but he scored a goal. So he should go into this game with confidence.
Sure, no? Because he scored the first game, because the first game, the nerves in the first game is different. I don't know why, but I think when he lost the first, maybe in his mind he was a little bit nervous.
Mm. Well, in case you missed it, we had three games in total tonight. The early kickoff was in Group B, England against Wales. How important was that victory for England? I think you saw the relief in Roy Hodgson's face, didn't you?
Yeah, and two of the players that he brought on change scored. You know, we've seen Robson Kanu score and getting a start. In the next game, Duda scoring and getting a start. We might see, if not both, one of them starting the next game.
Now, the first of the Group C matches was between the Ukraine and Northern Ireland. They did deserve it, didn't they, Sunil? They really did deserve it.
They did. I think job well done for Michael O'Neill lads. I think they played really, really well. You know what? From being the least fancy team to having a possibility of mathematically being the topmost team in that group, they've come a long way.
Yeah, true.
They can actually go top.
And you would think that they would probably, even if they don't finish in the top two, you'd think they would come in one of the third place sides to go through.
I think they,
with 3 points.
The three on top, they will be in the next. On the next phase.
We have seen our first 0-0 of the night. Coming up tomorrow, we have three more matches for you. Groups D and E. In Group E, Italy against Sweden. That's our first match. Remember to join us 5:30 IST from Toulouse. Second up, the Czech Republic against Croatia from Saint-Étienne. 8:30, join us for the build-up to that one. And also Group D, Spain against Turkey. That match taking place in Nice. Some good games to look forward to, especially that last one.